Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Rabbi Ram Goldar and Tehim Masechus Chulin Daf Pei, the fifth parak Osov Esbeno. The Zichu Masechus Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting kinyan Torah to Lomdei Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three Dafs we're going to focus on. Number one, in a braisa, various opinions are cited as to the identity of a koi. The Tanakhama says it's El Habar, the species known as the wild ram. Some say it's Haba Min HaTayshu Min HaTzviyo, the offspring which comes from a goat and a deer. Ryosi says, Koi beria bifnei atzmohi. A koi is an independent creature. And the sages didn't resolve whether it's a species of chaya or a species of behema. Rishon Gamliel says, it's a species of behema, and the house of Doshai used to raise adarim, many herds of them. Point number two, the mission presented numerous cases of animals and their offspring of Kadshim or Chulin, which were shechted inside or outside the Mikdash. Rabbi Oshai says the mission disagrees with Rabbi Shimon, who holds, Shechita she'en ruya loshma shechita. A shechita which is not fit, meaning it doesn't permit the animal for consumption, is not legally called shechita. As such, he would hold that wherever the first shechita was invalid, for example, Kadshim outside the Mikdash, it would be permitted to shech the offspring that day, since the parent was not considered shechted. The Mishnah taught that if an animal and its offspring are both kadshim, and he shechted both inside the mikdash, the first is valid, and the second incurs malchus for osav espino, and is invalid, since it could not yet be sacrificed. But according to Rabbi Shimon, shechting kadshim is always a shechita she'en ruyahi, because the kamad lozorik dam lomishta rebasar, as long as they didn't throw the blood, the meat is not permitted in consumption. Thus, the second shechita would not incur malchus, and would be valid. Although kachim always requires shechita, and if one tears open an animal and throws its blood in the mizbech, it's invalid, it's still considered shechita shein ruya. And point number three, the Gemara asks why our Mishnah did not mention that one who shechs an animal and its offspring of kachim in the Mikdash also should receive malchus for sacrificing mechusar zman, a premature carbon, since the carbon could not be offered until the next day. This is based on a braisa which darshans to include kol psuim shebashor ushebaseh, all disqualified karbanos among cattle and among sheep or goats, shehubalo yiratze, that one who offers them is subject to the prohibition of it shall not be acceptable as a carbon. The Gemara first answers that although he actually does incur malchus for mechusar zman, our Mishnah is not listing lave nukhrai, peripheral transgressions. Alternatively, Rabbi Zera answers that one does not receive malchus for shechting al mechusar zman because akasav nikdu la'aseh. The Pasuk remedied it with a positive commandment. The Pasuk says, "Miyom shmini v'hala yiratze," from the eighth day after an animal's birth, it is acceptable as a carbon. This asay to offer the carbon in the proper time comes after the law prohibiting offering it early. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, in a braisa, various opinions are cited as to the identity of a koi. The Tanakhama says it's El Habar, the species known as the wild ram. Some say it's Haba Min HaTayshu Min HaTzviyo, the offspring which comes from a goat and a deer. Ryosi says, Koi beria bifnei atzmohi. A koi is an independent creature. And the sages didn't resolve whether it's a species of chaya or a species of behema. Rishon Gamliel says, it's a species of behema, and the house of Doshai used to raise adarim, many herds of them. Point number two, the Mishnah presented numerous cases of animals and their offspring of Kadshim or Chulin, which were shechted inside or outside the Mikdash. Rabbi Oshai says the Mishnah disagrees with Rabbi Shimon, who holds, Shechita she'en ruya loshma shechita. A shechita which is not fit, meaning it doesn't permit the animal for consumption, is not legally called shechita. As such, he would hold that wherever the first shechita was invalid, for example, Kadshim outside the Mikdash, it would be permitted to shech the offspring that day, since the parent was not considered shechted. The Mishnah taught that if an animal and its offspring are both Kadshim, and he shechted both inside the Mikdash, the first is valid, and the second incurs malchus for osav espino, and is invalid, since it could not yet be sacrificed. But according to Rabbi Shimon, shechting Kadshim is always a shechita she'en ruyahi, because the kamad lozorik dam lomishta rebasar, as long as they didn't throw the blood, the meat is not permitted in consumption. Thus, the second shechita would not incur malchus, and would be valid. Although kachim always requires shechita, and if one tears open an animal and throws its blood in the mizbech, it's invalid, it's still considered shechita shein ruya. And point number three, the Gemara asks why our Mishnah did not mention that one who shechs an animal and its offspring of kachim in the Mikdash also should receive malchus for sacrificing mechusar zman, a premature carbon, since the carbon could not be offered until the next day. This is based on a braisa which darshans to include kol psuim shebashor ushebaseh, all disqualified karbanos among cattle and among sheep or goats, shehubalo yiratze, that one who offers them is subject to the prohibition of it shall not be acceptable as a carbon. The Gemara first answers that although he actually does incur malchus for mechusar zman, our Mishnah is not listing lave nukhrai, peripheral transgressions. Alternatively, Rabbi Zera answers that one does not receive malchus for shakti al mechusar zman because a kasav nikdu la'ase. The pasuk remedied it with a positive commandment. The pasuk says, "Miyom shmini v'hala yiratze." From the eighth day after an animal's birth, it is acceptable as a carbon. This asse to offer the carbon in the proper time comes after the law prohibiting offering it early. All right, so now we go to Simon Daf Pei, and our standard Simon is a painter. A painter. So here goes. The painter who is working on different portraits, Avakoi, told his assistant to paint a large sign that says Shchita She'enaruya to be displayed by Kadshim. After the order for the sign of Mechusar Zman that was intended for animals whose mothers had been shechted that day got canceled. Once again, slow motion. The painter. That must be on Daf Pei. The painter who is working on different portraits of a koi, which reminds us, in a brisa, four opinions are cited as to the identity of a koi. The Tanakhama says it's a El Habar, the species known as the wild ram. Some say it's Haba min Atayshim Netzviya, the offspring which comes from a goat and a deer. Two more opinions are cited. So the painter who is working on different portraits of a koi told his assistant to paint a large sign that says Shchita She'enaruya to be displayed by Kadshim, which reminds Rabbi Shai says Shchita of Kadshim is always considered Shchita She'enaruya. The Mishnah taught that if an animal and its offspring are both Kadshim and one shechted both inside the Mikdash, the first is valid and the second incurs malchus for Osel Vesmano and is invalid since it could not yet be sacrificed. But according to Rabbi Shimon, shechting Kadshim is always a Shchita She'enaruya. Because as long as he didn't do Zrikas Adam, the meat is not permitted in consumption. Thus, the second Shchita would not incur malchus and would be valid. So the painter who is working on different portraits of a koi told his assistant to paint a large sign that says Shchita She'enaruya to be displayed by Kadshim. After the order for the sign for Mechusar Zman that was intended for animals whose mothers had been shechted that day got canceled, which reminds us, the Gemara asks why our Mishnah doesn't mention that one who shechts an animal and its offspring of Kadshim in the Mikdash also should receive malchus for sacrificing Mechusar Zman, a premature carbon, since the carbon could not be offered until the next day. The Gemara first answers that although he actually does incur malchus for Mechusar Zman, our Mishnah is not listing lave nukhrai, peripheral transgressions. Alternatively, Rabbi Zera answers that one does not receive malchus for shechting a Mechusar Zman because hakasav niknuk l'ase, the pasuk remedied it with a positive commandment. So once again, the painter who is working on different portraits of a koi told his assistant to paint a large sign that says Shchita She'enaruya to be displayed by Kadshim. After the order for the sign for Mechusar Zman that was intended for animals whose mothers had been shechted that day got canceled. All right, so now it's time for a four blah back Chazara. Daf Ayin Vav. So the Siman Daf Ayin Vav is IV, intravenous. So here goes. The doctors quickly attach an IV. IV? That must be more on Daf Ayin Vav. The doctors quickly attach an IV to the animal brought in whose leg was severed, minar kuvula malo, because it was a treifa, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, behema shenechtu ragleh minar kuvula amata, an animal whose hind legs were severed below the joint is kosher, but if they were severed, minar kuvula malo, from above the joint, it's a treifa. Amraim discuss which of the three leg bones was severed, the cannon, the lower one, the shank, the middle, or the thigh, the upper one. So the doctors quickly attached an IV to the animal brought in, whose leg was severed minar kuvula amala, because it was a treifa, and did the same for the animal whose soma segidin was severed since it was a treifa too, which reminds us the Mishnah taught that nitol soma segidin, if the junction of sinews on the hind leg was removed, it's a treifa. This refers to makmusha gidin somsimbo, the place where the sinews converge, and the Gemara presents numerous opinions as to its precise location. Amemar said it's made up of three strands of sinew, chadalime vetre katine, one thick and two thin. So the doctors quickly attached an IV to the animal brought in, whose leg was severed minar kuvula amala because it was a treifa, and did the same for the animal whose soma segidin was severed since it was a treifa too, but told the animal with the broken leg and bone protruding that he'll be okay because the bone was still covered by meat and skin. Which reminds us, the Mishnah stated, nishbar etzem, if the bone was fractured, imroba basar kayim, if most of the meat remains, the shechita permits the limb, but if not, the shechita does not permit the limb, even if the animal is not a treifa. A braisa elaborates that if the bone was fractured, but yatzal l'chutz, and broke out through the skin, if the skin and meat cover most of it, it's permitted, but if not, it's prohibited. Rabbi Yochanan defined rubo as rov ovio, most of the bone's thickness, but others said it's rov hakefa, most of the bone's circumference. Therefore, a papa required a majority of both the thickness and the circumference. Daf Ein Zayin. So the simon Daf Ein Zayin is an A's, a goat, and we use a purple goat for the simon. So here goes. The man who shechted the purple goat, that must be more on Daf Ein Zayin, A's. The man who shacked the purple goat and found a shilly inside and intended to eat it because he wasn't squeamish, which reminds us, the next mission states that if one shacks an animal and finds a shilya, an amniotic sac inside, nefesha yafetochlena, one who's not squeamish may eat it because it's permitted with the animal shchita. The shilya does not become tummy with tumas ochem because the shilya is not classified as food. It also doesn't become tummy as an avela if the animal died without shchita because it's not considered flesh. However, if one intended to eat it, it is tummy with food tumah if it touched something tummy, but it's still not tummy as nevela, since it's not basar. So the man who shechted the purple goat and found a shilya inside, and intended to eat it because he wasn't squeamish, waited as his friend checked out a shilya that partially stuck out of the womb of another purple goat to see if it was attached to the fetus inside so he could eat it too after the goat was shechted, which reminds us, the mission taught that if the shilya partially emerged from the womb, the entire shilya is prohibited. This unqualified ruling would imply that even if a fetus is found inside the womb and its head never emerged, the shilya is still prohibited because we're concerned about a possible second fetus. Moazir says, L'shanu el-she'ina kushura bovlad. They only taught this where the shilya is not attached to the fetus, but if the shilya is attached to the fetus inside, we're not concerned for another fetus, and the shilya is permitted through the shchita. But Yochanan says the Mishnah's ruling only applies if there was no fetus found at all. But if there was, then even if it was not attached to the shilya, we're not concerned for a second fetus. So the man who shechted the purple goat and found the shilya inside and intended to eat it because he wasn't squeamish, waited as his friend checked the shilya that partially stuck out of the womb of another purple goat to see if it was attached to the fetus inside so he could eat it too after the goat was shechted, while the animal was under a tree painted red with hanging rocks, which reminds us, Abai and Rava say, Kol davar sheish bo refua ein bo mishum darkei emori. Any practice which has healing value is not forbidden as the ways of the emori, even if they also have such a practice. If it doesn't have a healing value, it's forbidden as darkei emori. The Gemara adds that a brisa permits one whose tree sheds its fruit prematurely to die with red paint and place rocks on its branches. Although burdening it with rocks may be to reduce the tree's strength, there's no therapeutic value in dying in red. The Gemara says that the dye is so that people will see it and pray for mercy on its behalf. Daf Ein Ches. So the Siman Daf Ein Ches is a child going, ach. So here goes. The boys who said, ach, 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 that must be around Daf Ein Ches, ach. The boys who said ach, ach, ach at chulin and kachim combinations being shechted osov es beno, which reminds us the fifth parak discusses the prohibition of osov es beno shechting an animal and one of its offspring on the same day. The Mishnah states osov es beno nohag ben ba'aretz ben mechutz la'aretz. The prohibition of osov es beno applies both in Eretz Yisrael and outside Eretz Yisrael, bifnei abayis v'shelo bifnei abayis, both when the mikdash exists and when it doesn't exist, and to both unconsecrated animals and consecrated animals. The mission analyzes 12 different combinations of chulin and kachin cases. So the boys who said ach, ach, ach at chulin and kachin combinations being shechted osov es beno, and made sure to say ach again even louder by an animal that was kalim, which is not valid for a carbon, which reminds us osov es beno applies to kalim even though kalim is not valid as a carbon. So the boys who said, ach, 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 at chulin and kachim combinations, being shechted osov es beno, and made sure to say, ach, again, even louder, by an animal that was climbing, which is not valid for a carbon, stopped themselves when the shochet got to the father, because osov es beno only applies to the mother, which reminds us, in a braisa, the Tanna Kamma says, osov es beno nohag ben nekevos. The prohibition of osov es beno applies to females and their offspring, veino nohag ben zecharim, but does not apply to males and their offspring, meaning it's permitted to shech the father and its offspring on the same day. Chananya says it applies to both males and females. Daf Ein Tes, so the Simran Daf Ein Tes, Daf Ein Tes, so the Simran Daf Ein Tes is a sofer because 8 is a pen or a quill. So here goes. The sofer, that must be run daf. Ayin tes, 8, quill, pen. The sofer who was busy writing up a yichus note for each of his mules to determine with whom they may be mashadach because choshishin lezera'ah, which reminds us, Rav Yehuda says, sus, mules which are born from a female horse, although the father is a donkey and their crossbreeds, may be mated with each other. However, a mule born to a female donkey is forbidden to a mule born to a female horse because they're different species. Shmuel says, this is only Rav Yehuda's opinion who holds ein choshishin lezera'ah. We're not necessarily concerned with the father's seed. But the Chachamim say, Kol minei predos achas hein. All types of mules are one species and permitted to each other. So the sofer was busy writing up a yichus note for each of his mules to determine with whom they may be mashadach, because choshishin lezera av shechted his koi, which was part set, and could not shecht the koi's kid on the same day, which reminds us in a brisa the Tanakhama says that osov espino applies to a koi, which is a crossbreed of a goat and deer, but Rebbe Eliezer says it does not. On this stuff, Rav Chisda ultimately explains that the malchokas pertains to a female koi born from a male goat and female deer, and one shechted that koi and its own offspring. The Rabbanan hold choshishin lezera av, so the koi is considered part seh, and seh vafil mitzah seh. The term seh and the prohibition of osov espino includes even a part seh, such as this koi. Melezer holds ein choshishin lezera av, so this koi is fully considered a deer. So the sofer, who was busy writing up a yichus note for each of his mules to determine with whom they may be mashadach, because choshishin lezera av, shechted his koi, which was part seh, and could not shecht the koi's kid on the same day, and gave the kohen half the zroah chaim and keva from his koi, from a male deer and female goat, which reminds us, according to the Rabban, who are uncertain if we are choshishin lezera av, it's unknown if a koi is fully a goat and completely liable for matanos, or a half deer and only half is liable in matanos. Since this is a monetary question, the burden of proof is on the kohen, and the owner is only required to give him half the matanos, and this is what the Rabban mean when they say that the koi is liable. Melezer holds differently. Alright, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do we discuss the question whether we follow the majority regarding limbs or not? That's on duff. Ayin. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do we discuss what the din is if the bone of an animal was fractured with yatzel achutz and broke out through the skin? That's on duff. Ayin vav. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do we mechokes if choshishin lezera av regarding mules? That's on duff. Ein test. Good. Number 4. Which stuff doing that osov espino applies to climb, even though climb is not valid as a carbon? That's on duff. Ein ches. Good. Number 5. And which stuff do machokas if one gets malchus for shechting mechusar zman in a case of osov espino? That's on duff. Pay. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we have four opinions about the identity of a koi? That's on duff. Pay. Good. Number 7. Which duff do you discuss the status of the milk of a ben pekua? That's on duff. Samach tes. Good. Number 8. Which duff do you know that the prohibition of osov espino applies everywhere to both chuan and kachim? That's on duff. Ein ches. Good. Number 9. Which duff do you know that Rebbe Shai says shchita of kachim is always considered shchita she'en ruya? That's on duff. Pei. Good. Number 10. Which daf do Malkokas about a koi regarding osov espino? That's on daf. Ein tes. Excellent. All right, that concludes this pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.